You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angels. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked on Angels.
What up, Angel fans? It's your boy, Lucas Sardo, coming at you, the host of Locked On Angels. Today, the resident socius cynic, I'm here to welcome you back to your daily Angels update here on Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And all right. I know what you guys are expecting me to start out with. Yes, it was very impressive that Francisco Arcia pitched, caught, and homered in the same game. Like, yeah, dude was out there just showing off that he could do it all. We get it, Frankie A. We get it. You're a freaking stud, okay? Mike Trout's not out there catching and pitching and hitting homers. He's only out there hitting homers. I get it. And we don't have to look at the fact that you're out there lobbing in 40 mile an hour, just dick shots, giving up monster bombs. You know, I like that idea. Throw slower than batting practice. Maybe try to slow their bats down a little bit. You can't generate as much power coming off the bat. It's science. I get it. Plus, hey, who am I to judge? Francisco Arcia, you threw two quality innings compared to everybody else in the bullpen, at least. What a last two games the Angels have had. Luckily, on Thursday, you probably didn't watch the Angels game because it was on Facebook, and I've never watched any of those games personally. I don't like it. I turned it on one time. It's frustrating to me. But I'm gonna recap yesterday's game with the day that I had surrounding this team. As I've talked about on here before, I gamble. Most people do. At this point in the season, it gives me something to be excited about while I watch this Angels team. I don't do it often, but I do it, I don't know, sometimes, okay? The total runs scored was 9, okay? That was the line I got, 9 runs. The mindset I had was, hey, you know what? The offense is in a rut, we can't score runs, and when our offense goes bad, everything goes bad generally, yeah? The A's had just scored 10 runs on Wednesday night, so I'm thinking maybe they used up all their runs for the series. Maybe they'll get 3 or 4. We got Matt Shoemaker coming out on the mound. He's been okay. Pretty okay. Not great. Not even good by any means. But he's been okay. You know, he can still get people out. He's a major league pitcher. Got a little bit of hope in him. Bullpen's been pitching pretty well, generally, right? I'm like, 9 runs between the A's and the Angels? Psh. Heavy under. Under. Way under, I thought. I mean, As many people probably were on Thursday. I was at work, running around a lot. Didn't really get to keep up with the game, even though it was on, you know, Facebook and whatever. Kept an eye on the box score as much as I could. So, top of the third, I open up ESPN app, boom. We're up 1. Sick. 3 innings in, 1 run scored. Under, looking good. Angels, looking good. The next time I saw the score wasn't until the top of the 7th. Open up my phone. Boom. ESPN app. Boom. Angels. 2 runs. Boom. Sick. We're looking good. Look over to the right on the screen. A's. Blinked a little bit. Rubbed my eyes a little bit. Thought there might have been something in my eye. There wasn't. Yep, that says 18-2. How you doing? See you later. That's over. Way over. The A's actually, they would have covered the over twice by themselves. Yeah, not great. If you lose a bet that badly, you should only lose like half your money, right? Just as like a, sorry, my bad, our line was way off. See you later. Yeah, rough. Rough day. Then, you know, go on Twitter, start seeing all the football jokes. 21-3, the Raiders are up on the Chargers. Like, okay, first of all, the Raiders would be lucky to score 21 in a game. Second of all, if we were playing football, I think the Angels would actually be able to beat the A's. Honestly. Honestly. Imagine somebody trying to guard Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. Out of, like, Ohtani being, like, the outside receiver, because he's just huge, massive, athletic. Trout would be coming out of the backfield, like, just a bull. Like, how are you going to stop that guy? You know? I'd probably have either maybe Andrelton Simmons. Actually, Simmons, I'd probably put him as a wide receiver also. Sick hands. But my quarterback, Caleb Cowart. Big guy. Laser arm. I like it. Our defense would be sick. I could see Cole Calhoun just being like that gritty safety coming over the middle, just laying hats on guys. I like that. Trout, obvious two-way player as a linebacker also. Running back linebacker, that's sick by Trout. Honestly, also, Ty Buttry, I always butcher his name. I'm so sorry, Ty. But Ty, I think, could really get after the quarterback on the defensive line. I'm saying it. Big dude. Kind of a little butterball kind of guy, but just like get off the ball, go get him. Kind of like a Joey Bosa for you Charger fans out there. I think we'd be pretty nasty, guys. Might have to think about switching this team over to a NFL team. Lord knows we can't win baseball games right now. Jeez. But all joking aside, an absolute laughable performance the last 2 days. The Angels got outscored, 31-3 in the last 2 days? That's sick. I mean, if we're gonna have something to be excited about, Trout homered. That's a bright spot. Williams Harris pitched well. He didn't give up a run, I don't think. Francisco, right? When Francisco Arcia is like the thing that we are excited about, where it's like, yeah, he homered and he caught and he pitched in a game, like, yikes, why are we getting excited about that? I was really hoping that at this point in the season we'd be like, yeah, we're getting excited because we're gonna be in the playoffs. No, we're getting excited because Francisco Arcia broke his second major league record or whatever. Is it a record? I don't know. People were saying like he broke a record. Like it happened in 1900. So did he? He didn't break any records. But oh my gosh! I mean, last episode I will say we talked about how the Angels are seemingly stockpiling two-way players. Hey, maybe that's why we're gonna keep Frankie A. Little catcher pitcher action. Be an interesting combo. It's like the Bugs Bunny skit where he's like, first base Bugs Bunny, second base Bugs Bunny, third base Bugs Bunny. It's like Francisco Arcia, catcher and pitcher. He's going to throw the ball and catch it. He's now pitched 3 innings this year, has a 9 ERA. And that's going to lead me to our trivia question. I'm going to do it a little earlier in this podcast. There are actually 2 players on the current Angels roster with a worse ERA than Francisco Arcia. Try to figure that out. Who are those 2 players on the current roster? There are a couple that are on like the DL and stuff like that. Not even going to include those guys. Just on the current roster at the recording of this episode that have a worse ERA than Francisco Arcia. Tweet me your answers. We'll have some fun with this one. You know what else is fun? Your Friday mailbag questions. That's what we're going to do coming up next. Oh, yeah, let's get back into it. Friday mailbag questions coming at ya. We got 1 question this week. You guys are kind of slacking, but it's a good one. It's a good question. I like it. Came from Tim Wilson, at Tim Wilson, 0917. I think he's asked a couple questions on this show. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. His question, he said, can we realistically weigh the chances Shohei Ohtani wins the Rookie of the Year? It seems like too few of these conversations revolve around just his hitting stats. When he gave us nearly 60 incredible innings on the mound, that shouldn't be overlooked. I will say, Tim, first of all, he has pitched 51 innings. So almost 60, but more to the 50. But I will start by saying this. I think the reason we compare them at the plate and not as much defensively is because you can't compare them on the mound, obviously. But I like it. You're right. And I've said it a ton on this podcast, specifically that I think the biggest thing that separates Shohei Ohtani from Miguel Andujar is the defensive aspect of both of their games. I mean, Andujar, second to worst fielding percentage of third baseman in Major League Baseball. He's got 15 errors. There are only three people with more errors at third base. Like, he's bad defensively. And I don't even think at this point when we talk defensive that my argument is even for Shohei Ohtani. I think it's more against Miguel Andujar. Like, we all know how great Shohei has been on the mound. That has not been a secret at all. And it sucks that we've only got those 51 innings to really make a case off of him for, but it is what it is. And with those 51 innings, he's been better defensively than Miguel Andujar has been. So, back to Tom's question, I think that if Shohei would have pitched more, it would have been real easy to hand wrap the Rookie of the Year, deliver it in Anaheim, thank you very much, see you later, have a good day, right? Without a doubt. But that's why this race is so close, I think, because voters are essentially looking at Shohei as a DH versus a third baseman, right? And I understand, like, Shohei wouldn't qualify for any of the pitching awards technically and blah, 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 but just because he doesn't qualify on the mound doesn't mean that it never happened, right? He's been still good. You can't overlook that fact. So that's one thing that I hope these voters, and I don't get to vote. I don't know anybody that can vote. But we're seeing something that a guy hasn't done since before World War I. Or maybe it was World War I. It was like 1912. Yeah, it was like World War I. But you can't overlook that fact, even if he only pitched 51 innings. It's sick. It's amazing. What Miguel Andujar does, people do on a daily basis, and better than him. In a couple of minutes, I'm going to make a case for a different guy that I think is even better than Andujar this season. And statistically, he is better than Andujar. And I think that's the guy I'm more worried about. As much press as the Yankees guys get, and you know, everywhere you turn, it's Miguel Andujar, Gleyber Torres. These are the guys that you like to hear about, right? No. There's actually another guy out there. I'm going to tell you about him. That I'm scared he's going to take this award away from Shohei Ohtani, because Shohei Ohtani is the rightful owner of this award right now. I just saw odds. I saw odds on the Rookie of the Year award, and if you wanted to bet it, Miguel Andujar was a 4-5 favorite. Shohei Ohtani in second, 8-5, second favorite. It's a two-horse race. I think the next closest person was Gleyber Torres, and he was like 10-1. Okay, so clearly a two-horse favorite, or a two-horse race. So I know Ohtani officially passed Andujar in WAR. That's going to be big for a lot of writers. I mean, Ohtani's been better, a better player on a per-game basis, period, point blank. How do you not vote for that guy that has performed better? Like, I just don't understand that. And you want to know something that I find very interesting? I'm going to start a little conspiracy theory here, guys. Go to MLB.com, okay? Go to stats on MLB.com. There's a tab for rookies, okay? And you will find something very interesting that I found while researching for this question. Okay? You look on the rookie tab. You go through all the batting. Sort it by average. Okay? I think you're going to see a notable name missing from the rookie batters. Shohei Ohtani's not there. They only list his pitching stats. How ridiculous is this? So, is this an inside job by Major League Baseball? Trying to get Andujar getting the Rookie of the Year? Maybe trying to sway public opinion on the matter? I am a 2018 AL Rookie of the Year truther. And I say it's an MLB inside job. I'm saying it right now. And if Andujar wins this, I will protest. I will protest that Rookie of the Year because he does not deserve it. Not at all. And here we go. Your sneaky Rookie of the Year candidate, by the way. Joey Wendell from the Rays. You ever heard of him? Probably not. I didn't hear about him until I was researching this. And then, interestingly enough, they brought him up on Major and on MLB Network. And they said, hey, have you heard of this guy? Probably not. But he's pretty good. He's played in just about as many games as Andujar. Andujar played, I think, 140. Wendell, 130. He's actually very good defensively, too, Joey Wendell. Very good. Plays third, plays second, plays a little bit of everywhere. Currently leads all rookies in batting average also, by the way. If you're ranking Rookie of the Year candidates right now, my top three, I'm going Shohei Ohtani, number one, because he deserves it. Number two, I'm going Joey Wendell. So if Andujar wins this, I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. I'm more worried about Wendell than I am Andujar, officially. Ultimately, Shohei deserves the award, though, because he's been able to do it all. At an impressive standard. He's been able to hit really well. He's been able to pitch really well. I hope voters agree with that. But I really, and I hate this East Coast bias crap that we always get into when it comes to these awards. And if Andujar just, or Gleyber Torres, Torres won't win it. I guarantee you Torres won't win it. Andujar is, if he wins this award because the Yankees are a better team than the Rays and the Angels, that is crap. Absolute crap. Ugh, I hate that. Because they're too lazy to stay up and watch Shohei Ohtani be great. That's wrong. So, Tim, that's your answer. Shohei's going to win it. Because he was great defensively. And I am interested to see this upcoming offseason. I have heard chatter of people, you know, saying maybe we make him a two-way player. Teach him a position. I'm sorry. And he's, I think, been in the media saying, you know, if I was going to learn a position, I'd like to play the outfield. It's like, okay, Shohei, well, help us out a little here, bud. Like, we kind of need a first baseman. don't really have room for you in the outfield. I don't know. This is all hypothetical. If he even does play the position. I'm just saying. Interesting to think about. But coming up next, we're going to close out our show. Time to send you into your weekend. I already asked the trivia question earlier, but I will repeat it if you might have missed it. Question. Francisco Arcia. I'm going to start calling him Frankie A, by the way. Frankie A has a 9 ERA. Right on the dot, 9.00 ERA this season. In his three appearances, there are two other Angels players on our current roster at the recording of this episode that have a higher ERA than Frankie A. Who are those two players? It's sad. It's really sad. And I'm sure those guys in the locker room hear it all the time. but tweet your answers at me. Send them at me. I'm going to work on getting whoever answers those questions, I'm going to work on getting you guys some prizes if you answer the questions correctly. Time to send you a new weekend, though. I'll be attending the Jason Aldean concert in San Bernardino on Saturday night. Super pumped about that. If you'll be there or you're a country fan, reach out to me. Come by, have a beer. Let's have some fun. If you're not about the country music scene, though, you still enjoy your weekend. Have a beer for me. We have 1 week left in this beautiful baseball season, for the Angels at least, unfortunately. But I'll be back Monday to get you ready for that final week of the season. It'll be beautiful. Just send this team off into paradise, because we're coming back with a vengeance next year, guys. I can feel it. Ugh. That's all today. I'm Lucas Sardo. You can find me at LucasSardo13 on Twitter. Also go to our own podcast Twitter page at Locked On Angels for all the updates regarding the show. And you can go to our website, LockedOnAngels.com. angelsfans.com. If you have any other questions or comments or concerns, and you don't have a Twitter, shoot us an email, lockedonangels@gmail.com. That's it for today. Enjoy your weekend, Halo fans. Adios.